News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Paul Williams and Shane Coe. We're going to get to the story that Paul has been dying to cover for the whole of the programme. The 30 years of hummus. Basically, obviously hummus was around a lot longer ago than 30 years ago. But in terms of the tub of hummus on our supermarket shelves, it only arrived 30 years ago. Since then, it's become a staple on many tables around the country. Who better to chat about this so-called superfood than one half of the happy pair, Stephen Flynn. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, the lads.
Good, we're good. Listen now, hummus is a superfood. Why is it so super? Tell us what's it's all about the chickpea, isn't it?
It's a difference. Like, we grew up, like yourselves, probably eating ham and cheese sambos for lunch. And I was just making my daughter May's lunch for school this morning, and she gets a wholemeal pita with hummus. So things have changed quite a bit. But hummus, the reason why I guess it's kind of heralded as being quite a health food is that it's chickpeas, which are naturally high in protein and carbohydrate. There's tahini bringing in the whole fats. So tahini, if you don't know what it is, it's ground sesame seed paste. There'd be a little bit of oil to create an emulsion, to make it more creamy. A little bit of lemon juice, salt, garlic, and water. And boom, that's hummus.
I'm salivating just thinking about it. It is, I mean, if somebody had said to you 30 years ago that, you know, that dads will be making their, or mams and dads will be making their lunch and they'll be giving hummus to their kids, somebody would look as if you had two heads.
I tell you, even back years ago, like when we first opened the cafe, no one really knew what hummus was. And now hummus is, you know, everywhere. We probably make about 5,000 to 10,000 tubs a week now.
That many?
Yeah. So just show, and we make two types, and it just shows the kind of interest in kind of, I think the whole, as a nation, we all want to start eating better and start kind of being more aware of what we eat, because there's such a, I guess there's so much research on the impact of what we eat, how it affects how we feel.
It's funny because we were talking about how Ireland has changed in the last 30 years since the first abortion referendum. On a totally different subject, Ireland has changed so much in terms of what we eat. I can remember, I still remember the month and the year, June 1984, when I first had tasted spaghetti bolognese. I thought it was absolutely disgusting. But I mean,
I still remember it.
Yeah, it's this thing. My aunt
immediately, what's this weird pasta?
Yeah. Yeah, my aunt served it up when we were over there on holidays. I was just, this is the weirdest thing ever. Like, it doesn't involve, we don't have no potatoes.
Yeah, it's such a staple, isn't it?
It is. I mean, our how we eat has changed unbelievably over the last 30 years. For the better, I think.
Massively for the better. I also think we need to change our diet a little bit more. Like, 8 out of 10 Irish people aren't getting enough fiber. And fiber you'll only find in fruit, veg, beans, legumes and whole grains. So I think as a nation we need to start eating more fruit and veg. And I think, you know, I think, and that's kind of why we released it. Our new book is trying to get people to eat more fruit and veg, and we try to make it simpler and easier for people, you know, because I think that's the thing. Usually people say, oh, it takes so much time and it costs so much more money, but I guess we just released a new book which is all focused on trying to make it easier for people to eat more fruit and veg.
Okay, are you vegetarian? Do you eat meat?
We've been eating a vegan diet for 16 years.
Yeah, no, I thought you were vegan, couldn't quite remember.
Yeah, but it's really, like, people get caught up in those V words and whatnot. And, like, it's not about vegetarian or vegan, because we all just want to feel better underneath it all. And I think the more fruit and veg you eat, the more likely your body's going to function better, and therefore it's probably going to be easier for you to feel better. So it's really not about vegetarian or vegan. Like, even our kids, you know, they go off and eat their cocktail sausages parties and do their thing and whatever. And when they're with us, they definitely eat, you know, what we eat. But they do their own thing, you know.
Okay. What about, I mean, we love food. We've become absolute foodies. I love my food. My big dilemma is, how do you love your food and be a foodie and not stack on the weight?
I think eating the right type of food. And then, that, you know, everyone has heard that word balance, but I think the more whole foods you can eat, like the more fruit, veg, beans, legumes and whole grains, they're naturally high in fiber, they're low in calories and they're high in vitamins and minerals. So you can literally, you can eat as much as you want of those kind of foods and just try to minimize the amount of refined foods and animal foods you're eating, because they're higher in saturated fat and higher in other things. This is all based, like I'm telling you all this, based in the back of our Happy Heart course, where we've had about 10 to 15,000 through this 4-week course, where we put people on a whole food plant-based diet, as in a vegan diet that's made up of fruit, veg, beans, legumes, and whole grains. Mm. And it's really effective in terms of people losing weight and becoming healthier.
Just to bring it back to where we started, in praise of hummus, you're a big fan of...
Oh, serious. Yeah, I'd have hummus just about every day and have done for the last close to 20 years now. So, whereas it was a long way from hummus we grew up, you know.
It's a long way from hummus we all grew up.
It really was, you know. So, whereas nowadays our kids know nothing, you know, hummus is the new butter, really, in a sense. Even my little son Ned, he's a year and a half, and like he'll have hummus on his crackers, and that's what he's born and bred on, you know.
Okay, is that Dave I hear in the background, your brother?
Yeah, that's the pair of us. Yeah, from one to the other. So you didn't even know. You think it's just one twin, but it's two twins.
Have I been talking to the two of you the whole time?
That's very, very scary, lads.
That's very scary.
Okay, very cheeky, but very funny. Listen, lads, Dave and Stephen, thanks to both of you for joining us in praise, paying homage to hummus. Now, are you more convinced now, Paul Williams?
No, wait a minute. No, I'll tell you why I'm more convinced. Well, yeah, every day you learn something new, and it's now 5 to 9. I've learned something new today. Everybody remembers who they were when, like, JFK was shot and various other very historic events.
Okay, I know you're
You going
with
remember
this.
What date in June 1984 did you first put spaghetti bolognese into your mouth?
I only remember because we were on holidays and the Olympics were on. So that's how I remember.
But it was the Olympics, so we're narrowing it down the date.
84,
so where
June
were you
84.
The day that Shane Coleman had his first taste of spaghetti bolognese?